Important heavenly events. Besides these earthly changes, the Holy Prophet has mentioned important heavenly events which were to mark the advent of the promised Messiah. For instance, the Holy Prophet said that at the time of the promised Messiah, there would be eclipses of the sun and the moon on certain dates of the month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet regarded this as a very important and significant sign. In fact, he said that since the creation of the heavens and the earth, these two signs, eclipses of the sun and the moon in the month of Ramadan, had not been shown in support of any prophet. The words of the hadith are, "Inna limahdiyana ayatain, lam takuna mundhu khalqis samawati wal ard, yankasifu al-qamaru li awwali laylatin min Ramadan, wa tankasifu ash-shamsu fin nisfi minhu, wa lam takuna mundhu khalaqallahu as-samawati wal ard." As reported by Muhammad bin Ali, the advent of our Mahdi will be marked by two important signs. These signs have never appeared before, not since the creation of heaven and earth. One is the eclipse of the moon on the first of Ramadan, and the other is the eclipse of the sun in the middle of Ramadan. And these two signs have not appeared since the creation of the heaven and earth. This sign is of very great importance. The tradition makes it clear that the sign has not appeared before as the sign of the coming of any other teacher or divinely appointed reformer. The sign is accepted as the sign of the time of the promised Messiah by both Sunni and Shia authorities and is mentioned in the books of both. Sunni and Shia collections of hadith mention these signs. It cannot be said, therefore, that the sign is reported by some and not by other authorities. Thirdly, the sign becomes important because it is mentioned even in earlier books as a sign of the second coming of Jesus. In the New Testament, Jesus, narrating the signs of his second coming, said, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light." The sign clearly refers to the eclipses of the sun and the moon. Though I am concerned at present with recounting the signs mentioned in the hadith, it does not seem out of place to say that even in the Holy Quran, the eclipses of the sun and the moon are mentioned as important signs of the latter days. In the chapter Qiyamah, we have, "يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرِ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرِ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرِ." He asks, "When is the day of the awakening?" But when the sight is dazzled and the moon is eclipsed and the sun and the moon are in conjunction. The verses embody a significant description of the present time. The question is posed, when is the day of awakening due? The answer is, when certain signs appear. Among the signs are the dazzling of sight, meaning the occurrence of strange events and changes. Also, eclipses of the moon and the sun, and the occurrence of the two eclipses in the same month. The coming of the promised Messiah marks the eve of the end of the world. The Holy Quran therefore supports the prophetic description given in the hadith. The prophecy is of great importance and its fulfillment an event of unusual cosmic and spiritual significance. In 1311 after Hijrah, 1894 of the Common Era, the prophecies were literally fulfilled. In the month of Ramadan of this year, the moon suffered an eclipse on the first of the three dates, i.e. the 13th, on which the lunar eclipse could be expected. The sun suffered an eclipse on the middle date, i.e. the 28th. This conjunction of the two eclipses in the same month took place in the lifetime of a person who claimed to be the Mahdi, as promised in the prophecies. Two courses, therefore, seem open to thoughtful Muslims. Either 1. Accept as true the prophecies of the Holy Prophet, the Holy Quran, and the earlier books, all of which declare that the time of the messenger of the latter days will be marked by the conjunction of the lunar and the solar eclipses, the lunar eclipse occurring on the first, the solar on the second of the three dates on which they can be expected. If these prophecies are accepted as true, and if they have also been fulfilled in the lifetime of a claimant, then the authenticity of that claimant must needs be accepted also. The prophecy said that the conjunction of the two eclipses would not take place except in the time of the Mahdi. Or, 2. If they are not prepared to accept these prophecies or the Mahdi to whom they relate, then they must admit that the prophecies point to a sign which is no sign at all, which can give no help in identifying a claimant to spiritual office, which is, therefore, a useless sign. Some people object, saying that the prophecy speaks of the lunar eclipse on the first and of the solar eclipse in the middle of Ramadan. But the eclipses said by us to have fulfilled the prophecy took place on the 13th and the 28th, respectively. The objection is ill-founded and is seen to be of no consequence if we consider the phenomenon of eclipses and the words of hadith which carry the prophecy. We should not forget that the eclipses, lunar and solar, are bound to take place on certain dates. There can be no deviation from these unless the whole cosmic system, the laws governing the movement of the heavenly bodies, are overhauled and ordered on a new basis altogether. A new cosmic system may entail the destruction of the present one. So, if the words of the prophecy are taken superficially, the prophecy may point to doomsday, to its eve, or the time of the Mahdi. Those who raise this objection no doubt pin their faith on the first date and the middle date mentioned in the prophecy. But they forget that the word used for moon in the prophetic text is qamar. If the prophecy relates strictly to the first of the lunar month of Ramadan, then in strict Arabic, the word hilal should have been used and not qamar. The moon is not called qamar until it has advanced into the fourth night. We have the authority of the dictionary. وَهُوَ قَمَرٌ بَعْدَ ثَلَاثِ لَيَالٍ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الشَّهْرِ وَأَمَّا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ هِلَالٌ. The moon is called Qamar after the first three nights and remains Qamar up to the end of the month. On the first three nights, the moon is called Hilal. We therefore have two important considerations. 1. The hadith uses the word Qamar, which in any case cannot mean the moon of the first, second, or third night. 2. The lunar eclipse, according to known cosmic laws, can take place on the 13th, 14th, or 15th of a lunar month, not on the first. Therefore, the first of Ramadan mentioned in the prophecy means the first of the three nights on which the lunar eclipse is possible, that is to say, the 13th. To insist that the lunar eclipse should have occurred on the first night of Ramadan, as the prophecy apparently does, is quite unwarranted. Only persons deliberately ignoring the word of God and the prophecy of the Holy Prophet would do so. Only persons who, by fair means or foul, wish to dissuade people from accepting the promised messenger would say so.